proclamation number 6324 dated the August 3rd, 1955. Approach of a star. Open your hearts wide. Be ready to receive my light of love from above and listen to me. A sure sign of the approaching end is the visible appearance of a star which will move into the direction of your earth and yet takes a peculiar course. It will often withdraw from your sight and then suddenly appear again, because it will be accompanied by impenetrable nebulae which every now and then will disperse only to condense in you. You humans will experience something previously unknown to you, as the effect of this star upon your earth is such that you will become alarmed because you fear that the earth could fall victim to this unknown star, which will cause perceptible disturbances on earth which are, however, inexplicable to you. Some people on earth won't allow themselves to be shocked by anything that happens to them, but who will now lose their composure because they can see themselves as well as the whole earth at the mercy of natural forces which they fear because they are unable to defy them. And for the sake of these people, are the powers of heaven moving. Single quote: I particularly want to address these people in order to achieve that they will entrust themselves to a God and Creator as soon as they realize that they are completely helpless. What human will initiates, no matter how dreadful its effect, does not upset such people, yet they will become small and weak when they see themselves at the mercy of natural forces. And then it is possible that they will take refuge to Him, who is Lord of all creation. Then it is possible that in their greatest need they will find me. This natural spectacle will cause enormous turmoil amongst people, and the fear will not be unjustified either, because, regardless of the strange phenomena accompanying the star, it will steadily move closer to Earth and a collision will appear inevitable according to the calculations of those who discovered and followed its course. But I predicted long ago that I will send you an enemy from the sky. Single quote: that a natural disaster of immense proportions lies ahead of you which will precede the final end, i.e., the complete transformation of the Earth's surface, and which will result in countless victims. Time after time I draw your attention to it, and my word is truth and will come to pass. Yet you are informed of it beforehand so that you humans may become aware of my will and my power, because you should know that nothing can take place without my will and that nothing happens without meaning and purpose, that my thoughts are with those who are entirely without faith but whom I nevertheless don't want to lose to my adversary. And for that reason you humans should know what lies ahead of you so that you may find faith easier when in your great need you think of Him, who is Lord of heaven and earth, of all stars and worlds, and to whose will everything is subordinate. You receive knowledge of this in advance because it can help you find faith if you are of good will. A disaster will come over you, but for every one of you it can also be a blessing if he gains life for his soul in that way, even if he should meet with earthly death, if he calls upon me in his need. Amen.